This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The Geological Survey of India has identified over 36,000 square kilometer area in the Northeast as having mineral potential, translating to nearly 3,000 prospective mines. This was stated by V.L. Kantha Rao, Secretary in the Union Ministry of Mines, at the second Northeast Geology and Mining Ministers Conclave. Union Minister of Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy underscored the Northeast's critical role in India's mining and energy roadmap. He emphasized that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the minerals-rich states of the Northeast are now receiving focused attention to transform untapped resources into drivers of economic growth, employment and local empowerment. The National People's Party is strengthening its presence in Nagaland, with several senior political leaders from the state formally joining the party at a program held in Kohima on Friday. The new members were welcomed by NPP National President and Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma. He described it as a proud moment reflecting the party's growing influence in the Northeast. Mr. Sangma recalled the party's journey since its transformation in 2012, when his father and founder, the late P.A. Sangma, took over as national president. He acknowledged the many challenges of building a party from the grounds up in the Northeast, but credited the success to patience, commitment and a focused approach to regional issues. A rail museum will be built at Mount Sundram with an estimated cost of 35 crore rupees, Meghalaya Tourism Minister Pauline Doe has said. Work on the rail museum is expected to begin post-monsoon, with tenders already floated, he informed. An experiential resort will also be set up by the state government at Mau Lo, showcasing the Meghalayan age, the geological age of the earth. The project has already received sanctions and tenders have been awarded. These projects demonstrate the government's commitment to converting Meghalaya's natural beauty into tangible experiences rather than just theorizing about it, the minister said. Meghalaya's protected area have been rated good in the Management Effectiveness Evaluation 2020-2025 report brought out by Wildlife Institute of India. This evaluation is an indispensable tool in improving the management of national parks and wildlife sanctuaries, helping identify gaps and adopt effective conservation measures. The report was released recently. Six protected areas of Meghalaya were evaluated in the repeat cycle. Nongkulam Wildlife Sanctuary has been rated as very good, while Balpakram National Park was rated as good. Narpo Wildlife Sanctuary is good. Nogreg Ridge National Park is fair. The Siju Wildlife Sanctuary is good. And Bagmara Pitcher Plant Wildlife Sanctuary is good as per the report. The 26th Memorial Day of Mahavir Chakra awardee posthumous Captain Nike Zakuo Kenruse was observed at Nerhema Peza village in Nagaland yesterday, commemorating his ultimate sacrifice during the 1999 Kargil War. Organized by the Indian Army and Assam Rifles, the ceremony began with wreath laying and lighting of Amar Jawan Jyoti. It was also featured screening of a short documentary of Captain Kenruse Gallant's sacrifice. A ceremonial march past was presented by contingents from NCC, servicemen and pipe bands of Assam Rifles and Fernbrook School. Inspector General of Assam Rifles North, Major General Manish Kumar, reflected on the martyrs' unmatched courage and leadership and urged the youth to emulate the values embodied by the late officer. On the occasion, the Captain N. Kenruse Medical Camp, a civil outreach initiative by the Assam Rifles, was also inaugurated. Catholic faithful from across the Northeast have descended on the Nagaland capital, Kohima, for the 5th Regional Youth Convention 2025, a four-day program filled with faith, fellowship and cultural exchanges. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, who was a special invitee into the event, inaugurated the convention that is being hosted at Kohima's iconic Mary of Help of Christians Cathedral in the presence of Archbishops of Guwahati, Shillong and Imphal. The convention, which began on the 27th of this month, will conclude on the 30th of this month. It is being organized by the Nagaland Catholic Youth Movement in collaboration with the Northeastern Regional Youth Commission India Catholic Youth Movement. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.